Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
They are taking over the U.S. They are creating the racial division. They are creating the sexual division. They are creating all of the admitted crises in this country in their own admissions in WikiLeaks. And they're horrified to see the economy coming back and all these good things happening. So they're going to throw their full force against America in an attempt to encircle Congress with a million people and then to begin violent actions to run the patriots in D.C. out of the swamp so they can reestablish it. They believe that they're cornered. They know humanity's waking up. And so they're going to launch their full assault of violence and intimidation and terrorist attacks, I believe, in this country. They've got all the Democratic Party talking heads saying, attack Trump supporters, bully him, kick him out of restaurants. And when you see the weak-minded people they've got lined up to support them and to chant, they're all professors or government workers or little scared leftists that bought into the fact that they were on the winning team and they were the cool group and they ran everything and they were going to teach flyover country and Christians and veterans and everybody. They were the ruling class. These people don't believe the dream of human empowerment. They believe in China and its enslavement of their own population. They believe in authoritarianism. They believe if they go kiss the ass of the globalists, they are in power.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The year is 2020, following several decades of systematically weakening the social, moral, and financial resilience of the American people. The global cabal has launched a series of unimaginable terrors that have rocked the foundation of Western civilization and has fractured the population of a once united country along increasingly irreconcilable lines. The nation finds herself on the precipice of all-out civil war, diving headlong towards economic ruin and already suffocating under the dictatorship of biotechnocratic enslavement. The final takedown order has been issued. The direct attack has begun. America's greatest trial and the battle for her survival is underway. InfoWars emergency transmissions are now broadcasting live weeknights 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Election countdown. Taking America back on band.video and InfoWars.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I feel like I'm about to go on a f***ing rampage. Civilians with AR-15s are out there shooting and killing protesters. And you motherfuckers want to get on TikTok and talk about what if he did this? What if he did this? Talking about Democrats want fucking war. But y'all out there walking around with fucking AR-15s shooting people. And the police are passing out waters. Stop it. Your hate, you, America. I don't give a no more. Y'all want war? Let's do this. Y'all. Nobody gives a damn about y'all fucking feelings.
Already, you have members of your cabinet that have been booed out of restaurants. Who have protested taking up at their house. Who's saying no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep. And if you see anybody from that cabinet, night in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station. You get out and you create a crowd.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this August 28th, 2020 transmission. Owen Schroyer is going to take over the balance of the transmission here in a few minutes. Then I'll be back this Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. here with a special transmission, and then the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget about that. I've been doing that 16 years. I've been doing this show 24 years. Been on air 26, almost 27 years. And Owen Schroyer is going to start a new show every Sunday after I go off at 6 p.m., 6 to 8, called Sunday Live. And it's going to be very light on commercials, only going to take the local commercials for local stations, TV and radio, 6 minutes of ads an hour for that. And we have the new nighttime show, Election Countdown. Election Countdown, and that is 7 to 9 every night itself, only 6 minutes of ads an hour. Be sure and spread the word about it. Paul Revere's That's How We Defeat the Enemy. Band.video, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and we, of course, also have CensoredByJack.com. That URL is not blocked on Twitter right now, so be sure and share everything from Band.video with the links if you go to the website, CensoredByJack.com. You will find all the same videos with different URLs to get around the censors here in the new Soviet Union. But we haven't fallen completely to the commies. We have a beachhead called Donald Trump and a beachhead called you and I. So let's fight and take the country and the world back together. But it takes energy. It takes excitement. And I know you've got it. It's why they fear you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've got a new Showtime movie that's supposedly going to premiere this Sunday titled The Comey Rule, or you call it The Commie Rule, about James Comey and how wonderful he is and how Trump's a Russian. More election meddling, more propaganda, more disinfo. It's all been discredited. So I was watching the trailer the other day with Darren McGree, and I said, we ought to put out our own version of this and augment it for everyone with some fun. So this will be powerful for radio listeners, but for TV viewers, it's really powerful. So if you're a radio listener, you'll want to go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com or Band.video, where it's the top featured video. We gave it a fun satirical headline, and we point out the write-up, it's satire. But it says, The Comey Rule, Showtime's The Comey Rule leaked in full. So Showtime's The Comey Rule leaked before broadcast. And, of course, it's not really leaked before broadcast. It's a satire, 2.5-minute video. And we're going to premiere it here for you right now. And then just enjoy and share. And then Owen Schroyer is coming here right now to take over. Stay with us.
We are now 15 days before a presidential election, and we have to go through 347,000 emails to determine if one of the candidates in that election needs to be indicted.
Russia, we think they're trying to sabotage Secretary Clinton's campaign.
How?
Never spend much time on Facebook.
Hours to go before the polls begin to close.
Wisconsin, you see the lead? This is a sweep.
Director Comey, the networks have all called it for Trump. one has ever succeeded like I have.
This was not espionage. This was an attack.
You're going to get clobbered, Jim.
Jim, call me. He's more famous than me.
Really looking forward to working with you.
I'm Batman.
We've now been presented the dossier concerning Russia and its connection to Trump.
Putin began cultivating Trump as an asset, helped in real estate deals, hundreds of millions in loans.
That constitutes a real threat to national security.
Would you like to come over for dinner tonight?
Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's.
Just the two of us?
Nobody gets treated as unfairly as I do. It's disgraceful. I need loyalty. I expect loyalty.
The president just committed a crime in your presence.
Stop deciding what we do and don't need to know.
It's so crazy in there.
We're steaming towards an iceberg.
I want to know what you can do to lift this Russia cloud.
If we ever put anything above the truth, it's a bell that can never be unrung.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in studio now for the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. We've got new video emerging. We've seen so much from Kenosha, Wisconsin, the night Kyle Rittenhouse defended his life when a riot mob descended upon him, specifically a few individuals attempting to do serious harm to him, if not kill him. And so we've seen the videos of him talking hours before that, saying why he was there, protecting the businesses, why he had a gun to protect himself, why he had a med kit. You saw the videos of the individuals he shot getting violent, threatening, literally asking to be shot before any shots were fired. We now have new video that has just surfaced. The stories at Infowars.com headline: Kyle Rittenhouse offers EMT services to injured protesters in unearthed video. We go to this video now. So that's Kyle's voice. You can recognize it by now if you've been paying attention.
That's the business owners up there, y'all. That ain't police.
You got any injuries?
He's asking if anyone's injured.
Bring him over here. We got a medic.
No, he's right behind you.
Thank you.
You got me with a projectile. No.
So some lady gets hit in the leg. She can't walk. She's being helped off the scene. You can hear Kyle's voice say, I'm an EMT. Do you need help? I'm an EMT. Are you injured? If there's anybody injured, come see me. He's got his med kit. You can see in the pictures when he's out there. And so once again, this individual is being lied about, just like Nick Sandman or anybody else, so that the leftist riot mobs can continue to feel justified in their attacks against any American that is willing to stand his ground, any American that isn't going to bow down to their tyranny and their bullying. And the more you study this situation and these events with Kyle Rittenhouse, the more you realize, you know, Kyle really was a good kid, and he was out there for the right reasons. And at the end of the day, that's what the left hates more than anything. They don't like good young men that are willing to stand up for the right thing and do the right thing in the face of evil, the face of violence. They certainly don't like young Americans who know how to use a firearm, which he, I mean, I don't know how much training he had, but boy, did he show some pretty good abilities that evening. I mean, not even a stray bullet from a shot fired from him hit anyone else. But again, he's out there with a med kit. He's out there trying to protect private property. He's out there trying to help anybody who's injured. Not stopping anybody's free speech. Not stopping anybody from having a protest. Just saying, hey, I'm not going to let you burn down this business, but go ahead, do what you got to do if you want to protest. There's also videos and pictures of him going out and cleaning off the obscenities that were spray painted all over the town. We're showing these photos now. So, I mean, it doesn't get much more stand up than that. It doesn't get much more stand up than Kyle Rittenhouse. And yeah, he's allowed to defend his life. When a guy tries to murder him with a skateboard into the temple, he's allowed to defend his life. When a guy tries to curb stomp him into the ground with his jumping, flying curb stomp, he's allowed to defend his life. When a guy is pulling a pistol out of his pockets to shoot him in the head, he's allowed to defend his life. He did it. And he...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. The left, the Democrats, and their media have gone, I don't even know if there's really a word for it. It's beyond crazy. It's beyond insane. It's beyond self-destructive. It's a death cult. And it exists and festers in its own lies, in its own deception. And it's now gotten so bad that just the average Democrat that's not a radical is looking at the doublespeak, the hypocrisies, the doublethink, and is like, wait a second, something's not right here. And so a perfect example would be today, Politico and others running headlines saying, Rand Paul was never touched by protesters. Rand Paul was never threatened by protesters. Literally, the whole thing's on video. He gets shoved. Police get shoved. They say, we're going to kill you. Like, Politico doesn't want you to use your own eyes, your own ears. It's about as deceptive and evil as it gets. But we'll get more into that. I want to go to highlights from President Trump's speech last night. I thought it was fantastic. And Fox News, after it came out and ripped the president, if you can believe that, with Chris Wallace and Brit Hume and others, I thought it was fantastic. Here are some highlights from last night's President Trump speech.
At no time before have voters faced a clearer choice between two parties, two visions, two philosophies, or two agendas. This election will decide whether we save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny. It will decide whether we rapidly create millions of high-paying jobs or whether we crush our industries and send millions of these jobs overseas, as has foolishly been done for many decades. Your vote will decide whether we protect law-abiding Americans or whether we give free rein to violent anarchists and agitators and criminals who threaten our citizens. And this election will decide whether we will defend the American way of life or whether we will allow a radical movement to completely dismantle and destroy it. That won't happen. At the Democrat National Convention, Joe Biden and his party repeatedly assailed America as a land of racial, economic, and social injustice. So tonight I ask you a simple question. How can the Democrat Party ask to lead our country when it spends so much time tearing down our country? They do not see America as the most free, just, and exceptional nation on earth. Instead, they see a wicked nation that must be punished for its sins. And we will also provide tax credits to bring jobs out of China back to America, and we will impose tariffs on any company that leaves America to produce jobs overseas. We will make sure our companies and jobs stay in our country, as I've already been doing for quite some time, if you've noticed. Joe Biden's agenda is made in China. My agenda is made in the USA. In recent months, our nation and the entire planet has been struck by a new and powerful invisible enemy. Like those brave Americans before us, we are meeting this challenge. We are delivering life-saving therapies and will produce a vaccine before the end of the year, or maybe even sooner. We will defeat the virus, end the pandemic, and emerge stronger than ever before. When I took bold action to issue a travel ban on China, very early indeed, Joe Biden called it hysterical and xenophobic. And then I introduced a ban on Europe very early again. If we had listened to Joe, hundreds of thousands more Americans would have died. Instead of following the science, Joe Biden wants to inflict a painful shutdown on the entire country. His shutdown would inflict unthinkable and lasting harm on our nation's children, families, and citizens of all backgrounds. The cost of the Biden shutdown would be measured in increased drug overdoses, depression, alcohol addiction, suicides, heart attacks, economic devastation, job loss, and much more. Joe Biden's plan is not a solution to the virus, but rather it's a surrender to the virus. My administration has a very different approach. To save as many lives as possible, we are focusing on the science, the facts, and the data. We are aggressively sheltering those at highest risk, especially the elderly, while allowing lower-risk Americans to safely return to work and to school. And we want to see so many of those great states be open by Democrats. We want them to be open. They have to be open. They have to get back to work. They have to get back to work, and they have to get back to school. Most importantly, we are marshaling America's scientific genius to produce a vaccine in record time. Under Operation Warp Speed, we have three different vaccines in the final stage of trials. Right now, years ahead of what has been achieved before, nobody thought it could ever be done this fast. Normally, it would be years, and we did it in a matter of a few months. We are producing them in advance so that hundreds of millions of doses will be quickly available. We will have a safe and effective vaccine this year, and together we will crush the virus. I love you all. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
So just some highlights there from President Trump's speech. He took a lot of shots at Biden. He was very uplifting. They honored David Dorn. They honored the fallen officer in New York. I forget that young lady's name off the top of my head. Mitosis Familia. I'm probably butchering that. I apologize. Very uplifting, very emotional. I laughed, I cried, I snickered, I jeered, I cheered. It had everything. But, you know, I think the overall tone can be summarized actually in what we're witnessing right now here with the fireworks. Oh, by the way, President Trump made some also snide comments about Joe Biden's gropey problem. Yeah, the Democrats did fireworks after the DNC, if you recall. In fact, it was such a debacle because they had no live audience and they had some journos that were there and they literally had to do like a wind sprint out of the venue to outside just to see the fireworks. So no one even saw the fireworks. The DNC fireworks were lame. They lasted like 2 minutes. Biden and his wife and Kamala Harris and her husband on the stage were awkward. It was not how you'd think a married couple would approach each other, not very lovingly. And everything after the RNC was the exact opposite. The Republicans obviously care. They cared about the delivery. They had the live audience. They didn't care about social distancing or masks. They had the live audience. They had the fireworks outside so everybody could see. It was a grand display. Great music. Live music. Opera singers. Amazing fireworks. Democrats just like, you know, just go light off some fireworks. Give them a little digital thing and they'll be fine. Republicans like, hey, let's knock this out of the park. Let's do it.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise and Vasopress, that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the Zinc and the Soft Palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Show Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex right now. I'm going to start going through all of these clips of the violence that happened in D.C. last night after the RNC. You know, though, I really don't know what to do about the current state of the left, liberal, progressive Democrat in this country that has no interest living in reality, has no interest in being honest about themselves, their own behavior. You know, it was Democrats that wrote legislation, eventually was signed into law by Ronald Reagan to get rid of mental institutions. And so you see people defecating on the streets, wiping their behind with their hand, sleeping in their own urine and feces, harassing people in the streets if they don't give you a cigarette, threatening people with golf clubs and stuff. This is just the homelessness and drug addiction crisis. Now, if you really cared about those people, you would not just give them shelter for free. But, you know, they have the old thing called the quote-unquote funny farm. It becomes like a cliche joke, but the funny farm was a real thing. Okay, you see that guy defecating in the street? We need to give him a purpose in life, and we'll give him 3 meals a day, and we'll give him a bed to sleep in, and he'll work on the farm for, you know, 8 hours a day, and they'll have a purpose in life, and then maybe slowly they can kind of get back to reality, get back to having a purpose, and then maybe even get back into normal society. That was the quote-unquote funny farm. And it's this whole taboo thing. It was actually a good thing. It was actually a good thing. Gave these people a sense of purpose and allowed them to biochemically and physiologically and psychologically get back to some normalcy or find a way to be a productive member of society. That's healthy. That's how you care for people. And you'd have doctors that would volunteer for this. They would do it again today if we reopened these institutions. And they'll say, oh, you can't say that. The funny farm, that's insulting. No, it's not. It was a real thing. It was effective. It helped people. We need it probably again. But that's one issue that you have with homelessness and drug addiction in the streets. But when I see what these liberal progressive Democrats are saying in response to last night's RNC, in response to the violence in the streets, it just makes you realize that these people have no intention on being honest. They have no intention on being honest with themselves. They have no intention on being honest with you. They have no intention on objectively looking at society. They have none. None at all. So what do you do with someone like that? What do you do with someone who is actually educated, who is actually a member of quote-unquote high society, if you will, a productive member of our culture, our civilization? What do you do when they have so much influence, when they have a soapbox, when they have a platform, and they're consciously lying, they're constantly deceiving, and it's clearly a mental disorder? I don't know what else you would call it. I mean, there's pathological lying, which I guess would be the closest thing to put these people in a classification of pathological liars. There is now Trump derangement syndrome in the new DSM-5, I believe. If they haven't come out with the DSM-6, it's the list of mental disorders. Trump derangement syndrome is on there. It's a real thing. But it's not Trump derangement syndrome. It's something deeper. It's something more diabolical. It's something evil, really. It's a complete separation from God, a complete separation from reality, a complete detachment from society, really. So, yeah, it is Trump derangement syndrome in its absurdity in the last 5 years. It's pathological lying in its historical context. It's when you lie so much to yourself, really, but to others, when you lie so much, you believe your own lies. For example, you can go out today and look at leftist Democrats, whether they're in their street, whether they're posting on social media, whether you're talking to them, and they literally say, wow, that RNC was a white supremacist event. That RNC must have been what Hitler's speeches were like in Germany in 1932. What? Did you watch the RNC? Have you seen what Hitler's youth brigade did? Again, this is complete reversal of reality. It was Hitler's youth brigade that would go out and say, Heil Hitler, or we're going to beat you in the streets. They'll go harass people at restaurants, harass people at theaters, harass people in the streets. Hail Hitler now, or we're going to beat you up. Okay? Well, who's doing that now? That's not Trump supporters. That's the anti-Trump left. We have the video footage. Who's burning Bibles? Hitler's youth brigade. Who's burning Bibles? Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Democrats in the streets. But to say that the RNC was a white nationalist event couldn't be farther from the truth. And again, you have to ask, did you watch the RNC? Do you really believe what you're saying? In fact, I would bet if you went and looked at all the speakers at the RNC and you wanted to do an identity politics demographic breakdown, then I would bet you would actually have a representation that accurately represents demographics in America, whatever the numbers are. Let's say it's 25% black people or 60% white. Or I don't have the numbers in front of me. My point is, my guess is if you boil down those demographics by percentages and then boil down the speakers at the RNC demographics for those percentages too, they would either be completely parallel or you would actually have a higher representation of non-white people who spoke at the RNC, who attended the RNC under invites from the president. But see, that doesn't matter. They're pathological liars. They've been lying to themselves for so long, they can't be honest anymore. But that's the thing about a pathological liar is they have lied so much, it's a psychological condition, they actually believe all their lies. So here's the crew is just pulling up some of these demographics. The RNC had more women. I guess, no, those are reversed. Okay, so they're saying, oh, well, this is just women versus men. It really doesn't even matter because Republicans don't care about your skin color. I'm simply saying the left that cries about white people or this or that. Oh, there you go. There was the percentages right there. So I don't know when this all came out. Who wrote this, guys? And when did this come out? This is from... Okay, this is, this is 4 years ago. These numbers are inaccurate. I'm talking about 2020. Anyway, look, when we come back, I'm going to play all of the, violence in the streets last night after the DNC because it's these leftists, it's these liberals, it's the people in the media lying about President Trump, lying about President Trump supporters, lying about police brutality, just lie, that's leading to this chaos and destruction. And it's getting so bad. It's getting so bad, it's going to be met with force. Whether it's law enforcement or people like Kyle Rittenhouse, it's eventually going to be met with force because you can't just sit there and take it forever. And Americans aren't. We don't want to see violence in the streets. We don't want a civil war. We want nothing to do with this. We just want to live in a free country. We just want to live in a free market. We just want to be able to operate peacefully. But the left in this country, the Democrats, the liberal progressives, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they're stopping us from being allowed to operate freely and peacefully in this country. So they're going to keep pushing and keep pushing, and it's only going to get worse, folks. It's only going to get worse. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play videos of all the violence and the hate mobs that the Democrats and the mainstream media produced last night outside of the final night of the RNC. Remember, folks, specials at InfoWarsStore.com end after tonight. These end after tonight. So hop over to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, Vaso Beat Complete, Survival Shield X2, X3, Extendowise, the Alexa Pure Breeze. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But these specials, they come to an end tonight.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
That you're seeing in the streets is fully endorsed and enabled by the Democrats. My prediction is by next week, the full story will come out about why these violent agitators were allowed to harass people leaving the RNC last night, specifically Rand Paul. My guess is by next week, you're going to find out what really happened, and that is the fact that Muriel Bowser, the Democrat D.C. mayor, refused to cooperate with Secret Service, refused to cooperate with federal law enforcement, and left the D.C. police basically out to dry. And that's why this was all allowed to happen. Federal government and the Secret Service wanted to protect the people leaving the RNC. They wanted to protect people going back to their hotels. Muriel Bowser refused to work with them. So, that's a direct enabler right there of terrorism in the streets last night after the RNC, which we're going to highlight now. All right, guys, I'm just going to go down this list. This was actually from two nights ago, I believe. And we're just going to go down all this list because it's all the same stuff, just in different cities. This was two nights ago. I believe that this was in Portland or Kenosha. Here is a Black Lives Matter supporter telling the police how he really feels.
Imagine that vote.
And notice how he has an I Can't Breathe shirt on with George Floyd, which is just a lie, just a mainstream media lie. George Floyd died of a drug overdose. And he was breathing the whole time. You can see it on video when he's struggling. He's moving his neck around. You can see his nose moving, his lips moving. But that's not the point. He died of a drug overdose. When he said he couldn't breathe, that's when he was in the car and he asked to be put on the road. But see, they don't care about any of this. Why wasn't that man arrested? That is a death threat. He directly death threatened police. Said, I'm going to bust your brains in. Said, I don't need a gun to kill you. That man should have been arrested and should be charged with a deadly threat. And they sit here and they say police are out to get them. You know, if the police really wanted to kill black people, if the police were really racist, if the police really woke up to do harm to black people, that dumbass would be dead. But notice he's not. He went home peacefully, probably woke up today, having his day, no big deal. Should have been arrested right then and there for the death threats against police officers. Now, once again, here's video that Politico says this doesn't exist. Politico literally says this doesn't exist. Rand Paul is lying. No protesters threatened him or touched him. So here are the Biden voters out on the streets last night harassing Rand Paul after the RNC.
Say her name. Say her name.
Politico wrote stories today. This didn't happen. No protesters harassed him. No protesters threatened him. They didn't touch him. This is you're seeing a movie, folks. This is an aberration. This doesn't exist. And again, this is all enabled by the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser, who had law enforcement stand down. Again, the people shoved that police officer, they should all be arrested. This is ridiculous. Why do we put up with these thugs? Why do we put up with these terrorists? You know, I got a feeling this isn't going to last much longer. Now, by saying that, it could be a year. But, folks, eventually this is just going to come to a complete end. Whether it's just citizens taking law enforcement into their own hands, whether law enforcement actually does decide, you know what, we're going to stand down. What do you think that's going to look like? Who are all these dumbass liberals in the streets going to call? Are they going to call their mommy? No, mommy doesn't want to do with you anymore. Are they going to call the police? No, the police don't want anything to do with you anymore and you defunded them. Who are you going to call? You going to call the Ghostbusters? No, that's a fake movie team. Now, here's a brave man, Congressman Brian Mass from Florida, who disarmed explosive devices for the military. So dumbass liberals in the street don't make him fear. Here was Brian Mass confronting some of these lunatics.
Congressman, what brings you out here tonight?
What's that?
What brings you out here tonight?
Prosthetic legs.
Walking in my hotel.
And he's walking.
Sure. Yep. Did you attend
on the streets of D.C. with the fireworks?
Sure did. It was a great time.
Did you hear the fireworks?
The fireworks, I thought, were outstanding.
What do you make of all these protests?
Everybody has their right to protest. That's a beautiful thing.
You're not afraid for your safety?
No. Should I be?
What do you think about police killing black people in this country?
Don't worry, we're going to vote.
What do you think about police killing black people in this country?
I don't think anybody should get killed wrongfully.
What do you think about police killing black people
right
in this country?
Process,
answer
right?
the question that I am asking.
How do you feel
white
about abolition?
At
no, answer the question. How do you feel about police killing black people in this country? In this city?
And see, this is all hyped up by the mainstream right news. This is the only thing
how
that ever happens in America.
Come on.
And now he stops in the middle of the terror.
Oh, man.
More wrong.
to take anybody's rights away.
That's that all lives matter.
He's trying to cooperate. He's trying to be cordial. He's trying to come together. They don't care. They don't want peace. They don't want to live in reality.
Black people.
Anybody murdered is wrong. Anybody.
How do you feel?
Black people.
Bow to the black mob, bow to the race baiters, bow to the Democrats, bow to the libtards, bow to the terror mobs.
That would be wrong.
So how do you feel about Katie? So what are you unnecessarily murdering?
Wait a minute, you asked.
You know, here's the thing. White people in this country, 99% of them are tolerant people who don't care about race, are not racist, never had a racist bone in their body. But you see, the more these BLM mobs harass white people, the more a white person turns on TV and is told how bad they are, or see black is beautiful, black is king, and all this stuff. When they know the crime statistics, they know the parts of town you don't go to. It's not the white neighborhoods. But see, again, it's just a bigger lie. The Democrats tear down black communities, destroy them with their policies, and then blame white people. And then the media hypes up anytime there's a police event with a black guy. It doesn't matter if the black guy dies from a drug overdose like George Floyd. It doesn't matter that Jacob Blake was a known felon and had been charged with sexual abuse of a minor. No. Now it doesn't even matter if the police weren't even involved. If a black guy kills himself on the streets, that's also a Black Lives Matter reason to riot. That happened in Minnesota this week. Leon Johnson, a popular Twitter account, puts this out. Time for a thread. I'm tired of insufferable surface... Excuse me. Let me slow down. I'm getting worked up here. I'm tired of insufferable circus clowns who are unable to read or do research for themselves, so I will do it for them. Now, this is a thread of probably about 30 different instances where unarmed white people were shot and killed by police. Many of them violent offenders, many of them bad people. So, you know what? It's their own fault. Some of them perfectly innocent, shot and killed by police. Any riots, any mobs, any protests, any White Lives Matter, any media coverage? Nothing. Nothing. Why? Because it's all part of an agenda to make black people basically the front of the firing line, the front of the firing squad, so that these communists who want to take down America, whether they operate under a Chinese umbrella or whatever, they put black people in front to say, oh, if you come after us, you're racist. But here it is. I mean, the whole list is here. I'm not going to go through every single one. Some of the people that got shot and killed, maybe they deserved it. Others, not so much. Point is, no news coverage, no mention of their names, no say their names, no protests, no White Lives Matter, no funding. Again, I'm just flipping through all these unarmed white people killed by police. You've never heard of a single one of them. All of them in the last 2 years, by the way, just going on. Just going on. Nobody talks about it. And then he puts out some of the other stats from 2019, 403 white suspects were killed by police. 250 black suspects were killed by police. 5.9% of the white suspects killed were unarmed. 5.6% of the black suspects killed were unarmed. But don't go telling a Democrat, don't go telling a liberal, don't go telling a Black Lives Matter Antifa guy the facts. They're not interested. All they're interested in is their hatred and killing you.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.